Good afternoon, everybody. So my name is Ulrich Wickrath. I'm going to present you an update of the Sun Linux services on behalf of the Sun Linux support team. The slides have been provided by Thomas Ovili, who probably know. So to start with, we are currently running different versions of Scientific Linux at CERN. First of all, we still have some SLC5 instances. The end of life of SLC5 of this version was end of April, but we have still some extended support until the beginning of the next shutdown. Our main workhorse is Scientific Linux 6, where we just released 6.9 in April. I will come back to that on the next slide. The new version is CentOS 7, so there we switch to upstream RPMs. More about that a little bit later. And of course, we also have some 800 licenses for Red Hat Enterprise Server 5, 6, 7, and virtualization. Okay, so a little bit more about SLC6, our current workhorse. 6.9 was released on the 10th of April. It's likely to be the last release before the end of the current production phase, which is announced for the 10th of May. So that means that after that, there will probably be no support for new hardware anymore. This is a snapshot from Red Hat, and if you are interested in the source, there's a little link here which you can press. Okay, for CentOS 7, a bit about the background, about what it is. So CERN is actually a contributor to some of the special interest groups, so they have a different support model, coming to that a little bit later. Specifically, we are contributing to Cloud OpenStack, to the package collections, SIG, and to Operation Tools. We attended the first CentOS Interlock in 2017, and I put some bullet points here of messages to take away. Namely, well, this is a conference which is made for contributors. It's CentOS 7 is still very Red Hat centric, but it's changing actually. They're trying to move from the operating system only to this new SIG model, where content is actually being produced, and it's quite challenging to participate in that. The infrastructure for CentOS is in a very good shape. But the one message to be taken away from this conference was that people would like to have more external people contributing to the core SIG. Another challenging thing here, and quite interesting, is support for alternative architectures. I have some more on this a little bit later. And finally, we are running the upstream Cochi instance, which is here. It's hosted on CentOS hardware, so not at CERN, but we are running it. Okay. For CentOS 7 CERN, we are actually taking the upstream RPMs. We are not rebuilding the RPMs ourselves anymore. There are very few exceptions where we have to do some changes to it. That will be on a later slide as well. The CERN Linux team provides additional software through CERN and CERN only repository, so they will be signed with a different key, with our own key, so you can actually see what's coming upstream and whatnot. The updates for CentOS 7 are being staged, a bit more about that, and we also have the possibility to snapshot. So for those people who don't like to move at the same speed as others, they can actually take a snapshot and move at their own speed for updates, which can be quite important for critical services. You can find the whole thing here under this link. Another thing to mention is that we are not only using it for, we're also offering it to other users, not only in the computer center, but also for desktops. And there's a new tool which we started to deploy with CentOS 7, which is called LogMap, and which is replacing the old configuration manager, which was the Quattro-based. It replaces LCM. It's coming back on a later slide as well. So this is an overview of what we actually use for CERN CentOS 7. So we take RPMs from the core, from cloud, from virtualization, specifically KVM, for example, we take it from here, and also from the package collection SIG, where we also contribute. So the ones which have stars is where we actively contribute to the SIG. So outside the data center, as I already mentioned, we offer support for our users for CentOS 7. This logmap thing is completely written in Python. It's a complete rewrite of the old LCM tools, which were Quattro-based. The whole thing has been implemented by a technical student at CERN. It allows to configure any machine at the CERN network with some fallback to default configurations. It's taking its information from two sources, from Active Directory and from the network database that we run at CERN. It's working, it's not complete yet, though, and it's heavily based on Puppet modules. We basically take the Puppet modules that we use for machines in the computer center and repackage them as RPMs, and then it's run as a headless Puppet on the machines to configure them. So they're not centrally managed in that sense, they just take the configuration from there, a default configuration. A few words about the life cycle for Scientific Linux 7. Whenever there's a new CentOS 7 release, we take the RPMs upstream and populate them in our own mirrors. We rebuild anything that is necessary. One example is NSS, where we have to add the CERN root certificate so that people don't have to explicitly trust it. Then this goes to testing. CC7 testing repository, which is enabled by default in the computer center on all machines which are in the quality assurance environment. So this way, you have 1 week of testing. And then once per week, we push the current RPMs to production so that all machines will get them. So this picture you already seen. I want to come back now to the future of CERN 7, CentOS 7 CERN. This is where we are now, and there are some other interesting SIGs coming up, which not all of them have been officially approved yet, and we are waiting for this. And we are contributing to these three ones. So this one is the alternative architectures, specifically providing ARM and PowerPC support. There's one we are interested in, which supports Ceph, the storage SIG. And of course, the Puppet one, because we also need to be up to date with Puppet. So these are three additional SIGs to which we actively contribute. Some numbers. These are numbers. Well, it's not readable, but don't worry. The only interesting number is here. So this is some statistics which were gathered from our Apache logs. So these are about 31,000 machines which are requesting updates from the Linux servers. That's a bit more readable here, and at the meantime you have you see the increase of the number of nodes which are centrally managed, and also the distribution of the operating system. So you already had some CC7 in 2015, and that is continuously rising, while SSC5 has become less and less. Finally, a few words about Kochi, the RPM building system. We are running version 1.11, which has better support for images, and we are using it as well to create RPMs, but also to produce production containers and cloud images. They are built on Kochi as well. Then there are some statistics of, this is a snapshot from one day, how many builds this thing is doing per day. So the success rate is fairly high, and there are quite a lot of active users, as you can see. That was it already. Do you have any questions?
Are there already rumors when Red Hat Enterprise 8 will arrive, and is it likely that this will be deployed before the run free, or do you think that with the containers and Singularity, this is no more a real issue?
I'm not aware of that. I don't know. I can ask the Linux gurus if they heard something.
Other questions? If not, let's thank our speakers.